today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, before starting the show, I'd like to congratulate to you all, specifically the people, the Muslims in Iran, for the 10 days of Fajr, the arrival of the days that led to the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The topic of our discussion for today's show is Islam and politics. Inshallah, we shall talk about this topic, but let's check the date in history today. Today, Saturday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1441 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Bahman, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of February, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless the show with some verses of the Holy Quran, verse 25 of chapter 57.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laqad arsalna rusulana.
We have already sent our messengers with clear evidences and sent down with them the scripture and the balance that the people may maintain their affairs in justice. And we sent down iron, wherein is great military might and benefits for the people, and so that Allah may make evident those who support him and his messengers unseen. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The goal of sending the prophets, such great men, with such perfect equipment, is to keep up equity and justice. It is worthy of note that the clause that mankind may keep up justice reflects moves on the part of mankind rather than the prophets making people keep up justice. In other words, people must grow such that they keep up justice themselves.
Millet, میفهمیدن میدانستن که پشت سر این جنایاتی که دارد در داخل انجام میگیرد علیه اونها و علیه کشور.
The people understood that America was behind the crimes that were being committed against them inside the country. They understood this. In the year 1963, the beginning of the Islamic movement, our magnanimous Imam said, "Today, the President of America is the most hated person in Iran." He instilled this idea into the public opinion. He explained to the people that America was behind all problems and that America was the root of all evil things. Well, this battle produced
results.
Dear brothers and sisters, and dear respected listeners of today's special, in our recent sessions and shows of today's special, we have been discussing about the relationship between Islam and politics, what Islam says, and what Islam expects from politics, and what is Islamic politics. Continuing this series of discussions, we have been talking also about the objectives of an Islamic state, starting from enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. We start talking about how to protect true freedom of human beings. Freedom of human beings was the next element of the objectives of the Islamic government and the Islamic state. Known as the negative view of liberty, the liberal conception of freedom has come to be understood as the absence of coercion. Alternatively, the positive view of liberty asserts that freedom involves the realization of some specific capacities, abilities, and powers, and it implies that if these are not realized, then the individual is not truly free. From this perspective, Islam should be recognized as a perfect form of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a divine means to achieve true human freedom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I welcome our dear listeners to this episode of today's special. I'm your host Muzammil Zaidi and today's program is regarding Islamic revolution. This particular resistance that was shown by Iran, it also influenced people in Pakistan. Not only in the region, the influence of Islamic Republic went all the way to Africa. Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, not only over there in Saudi Arabia, you have within Saudi Arabia, you had the likes of Sheikh Nimr. Sheikh Nimr, who was talking about resisting against the oppressors. And what happened? What was the end of him? The end of him that his head was cut off. In 2017, again, we are living in the time where, you know, people talk about animals' rights, but over here, because it was done by one of the strongest ally of United States in the region, there was no consequences and repercussions. In Yemen, we see the poorest country, people who are starving to death, but yet because of resistance and because of the strength, they have been able to resist against American-backed Saudi aggression. They've been getting bombarded day in and day out, but yet they are still resisting against the forces. And again, they give the credit to who? Islamic Republic of Iran, Islamic Revolution.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Some facts about the Islamic Revolution and how it changed the world history. Dear brothers and sisters, there is no doubt that the Islamic Revolution of Iran changed the world history. But we are trying to actually dissect this topic and see what happened that such a revolution becomes that big and great. In 1971, the Shah threw a festival to commemorate 2,500 years of monarchy in Iran. Cyrus the Great founded the Imperial State of Iran in the 6th century BCE. And in 1971, the Shah wanted to commemorate 2,500 years of the Iranian monarchy. He threw a massive party in the ruins of Persepolis, near the city of Shiraz. The party took an entire year to plan and organize. Instead of housing all the visiting dignitaries in Shiraz, the Shah wanted them to stay at Persepolis. Over 600 guests attended the party. Events were planned at the historical locations of Pasargad, the tomb of Cyrus the Great, and the ruined palaces of Persepolis. The centerpiece of the celebrations and the symbol of the entire event was the Cyrus cylinder, which is primarily regarded as the first declaration of human rights in history. Unfortunately, the Shah did not realize that his people viewed him as only paying lip service to the contribution of Cyrus and not living up to the standard that he set. To many of them, he did not seem to be at all concerned about the human rights of the people living there.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents today's special.
Islamic Revolution quotes. In this part of the show, in this item of the show, we shall try to focus on some of the quotes mentioned by famous figures and famous thinkers about the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Roger Garoudi, a French Muslim scholar, describes the Islamic Revolution in these words. Verily, the Islamic Revolution led by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi does not have any precedent in the past. The various social revolutions that took place in various parts of the world over past course of the time intended to change just certain political system. Most of these revolutions were stemmed from poverty and economic problems. The national revolutions were also mostly triggered by anger of nations from the exploiters and plunderers. The Islamic Revolution of Iran included all these reasons, but it also carried new concepts and meanings as well. These new concepts not only forced out the government of exploiters, but also presented a particular worldview and revolutionized the theory of confrontation between religion and science. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for staying tuned. This is IRIB English Radio, and our program entitled as today's special. Inshallah, we'll be waiting for you to join us tomorrow, same time. Till then, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away.